Hello, wonderful parent. It is me, Inara, and I am so glad you are here today. I want to start by saying something really important. If you are watching this because your child has intense emotional outbursts that last for hours, I see you. I truly see you. This is one of the hardest challenges a parent can face, and you are not alone in this journey. You know, the magic book and I have been learning so much about what happens in a child's brain during these big emotional moments. And I want to share something with you that might change how you see these outbursts. Are you ready? Here it is. When your child experiences these prolonged, intense emotions, their brain is not being difficult. Their brain is actually in the middle of one of the most important learning processes of childhood. They are learning emotional regulation, and that is huge work. Let me explain what I mean. Between the ages of 6 and 7, something absolutely fascinating is happening inside your child's brain. The limbic system, which is the part of the brain that processes emotions, and the frontal lobe, which helps with self-control and decision-making, are both developing rapidly. Think of it like this. Your child's emotional center is like a powerful engine that is already running at full speed, but the brakes, the part that helps them slow down and manage those big feelings, are still being built. That is why these outbursts can feel so intense and last so long. Research from child development experts, including the wonderful team at the Child Mind Institute, shows us that explosive behavior in school-age children often comes from a combination of things. First, children at this age are still developing problem-solving skills. When they encounter frustration or disappointment, they do not yet have all the tools they need to work through those feelings calmly. Second, they are learning how to express their emotions with words, and sometimes the feelings are just too big for words. And third, there might be underlying factors like anxiety, sensory sensitivities, or attention challenges that make emotional regulation even harder. But here is the beautiful truth that the magic book taught me. Every single one of these outbursts is an opportunity for your child's brain to practice and grow. When you respond with calm presence and empathy, you are literally helping to build those neural pathways that will eventually help your child manage their emotions more easily. You are not just surviving these moments. You are actively supporting your child's brain development. So what can you do to help? Let me share some gentle strategies that research shows really work. First, stay as calm as you can. I know that is easier said than done when your child is in the middle of an intense outburst, but your calm presence is like an anchor for them. When their nervous system is overwhelmed, your regulated nervous system helps them find their way back to calm. Take deep breaths. Remind yourself that this is temporary and that your child is learning. Second, try to identify patterns and triggers. Does your child have more outbursts when they are tired, hungry, or overstimulated? Do certain transitions or changes in routine seem to set them off? When you can anticipate these triggers, you can sometimes prevent the outburst before it starts, or at least be more prepared to support your child through it. Third, teach problem-solving skills during calm moments. When your child is regulated and happy, that is the perfect time to practice talking through feelings and brainstorming solutions to common frustrations. You might say something like, "What could we do next time you feel really frustrated? Should we take some deep breaths together? Should we go to your calm down corner? Should we ask for a hug?" When children have a plan, they feel more empowered. And fourth, validate their feelings while setting gentle boundaries. You can say things like, "I can see you are feeling really angry right now, and that is okay. Everyone feels angry sometimes, but I cannot let you throw things because that is not safe. Let us find a safe way to let those big feelings out." This helps your child understand that all feelings are acceptable, but not all behaviors are. Now, I want to tell you about a story that might really help. In the book of Inara, there is a beautiful story called The Warmth That Connects Us All. In this story, Lucas and Ella discover an ancient sauna that holds gentle steam carrying whispered messages of love from family members near and far. As they explore, they learn about invisible bonds of care and empathy, and they discover something really important about understanding anger and big feelings. What I love about this story is how it shows children that even when emotions feel overwhelming, they are still connected to the people who love them. It teaches that big feelings are normal, and that staying connected to caring relationships helps us manage those feelings more easily. After you read this story with your child, you might talk about how everyone in your family experiences big feelings sometimes, and how you can help each other when those feelings get really strong. I also want you to know that if these outbursts are happening very frequently, or if they are interfering with your child's ability to enjoy school, friendships, or family life, it might be helpful to talk with your pediatrician or a child psychologist. Sometimes children need extra support, and there is absolutely no shame in seeking help. In fact, reaching out for support is one of the most loving things you can do for your child. Before we close, I want to remind you of something really important. You are doing such beautiful work. Parenting a child through intense emotions is exhausting, and there will be days when you feel like you are not doing enough. But the fact that you are here, learning and seeking to understand your child better, tells me everything I need to know about the kind of parent you are. You are showing up. You are trying. You are loving your child through the hard moments. And that is exactly what they need. The magic book, and I believe in you. Your child's brain is learning and growing every single day, and with your patient, loving support, they will develop the emotional regulation skills they need. This phase will not last forever. There is so much hope ahead. Sweet dreams and gentle days, wonderful parent. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.